Now, this time tomorrow morning, the polls will have just opened with more than 3.5 million people eligible to cast their votes. They'll elect 174 TDs to Dáil Éireann, the 34th Dáil, which means that anyone who wants to be Taoiseach in that Dáil will need 88 of those TD votes. It's all up to you. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, is with us. Let's talk about the voting first and the number of people eligible to vote, Paul.
Yeah, the Electoral Commission says that the actual number is 3,681,543. You've got that precious opportunity to go in and cast a ballot. And the key thing for voters to remember is that you can go down with usually with your polling card and a photographic ID, something like a passport, driving licence, student card. But if it's a case that a polling card has not arrived to your door, still go down because they will give you a vote as long as you're on their electoral register.
Okie doke. And polling stations, they'll open at 7. They'll be going on till 10.
Yeah.
Forecast isn't great and that can sometimes have an impact on turnout.
Weather can, and we're having a winter election as well. So does that have any impact? We simply don't know. I think just everyone's urging them, if you can, go out and cast your ballot.
So when the polls close at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, there's the excitement of the exit poll.
Yeah, so an exit poll is where a person who's just cast a ballot walks out and says, I voted for A, B or C. So there's going to be and it's a long one, an RTE, Irish Times, TG Carr, Trinity College poll conducted by Ipsos on Behaviour and Attitudes. And that will be released, the first information will be released at 10 p.m. on Friday night. And that's going to give first preferences. And that will give us the first hard data because this poll conducts far contacts and speaks to far more people than an ordinary opinion poll. And that will give us a real insight into who. Throughout the night, more information will be released in relation to second preferences, why people voted certain ways, you know, what issues were important to them. And all that data will be available on Saturday morning, just as the counts get ready to begin at 9 o'clock.
Particularly that data on why people voted the way they did, because one thing that's been really interesting in this campaign is how bunched they all are between the top three parties and the independents. There's really not a lot to choose if the opinion polls are anything to go by. Also, it's been an extraordinary campaign for the amount of money and the number of promises and huge promises that have been made to the electorate. The question is whether anything actually shifted the dial.
Exactly. And it's that type of question which will give us some information. Take the exit poll from 2020. One of the things we learned is that around 44% of people decided during the campaign which way they're going to vote, 8% on the actual day. So that idea of preference, that'll be really interesting to see in which, you have to say, has been a very weird campaign. I've covered 8 general elections and this one I still, you know, on the final day of campaigning today, can't really get a handle on. We're not quite sure what's going on. An awful lot of people seem to be holding off making up that decision. So what ultimately compels them to vote one way or the other will be really interesting to see.
Yes, and it's interesting given the number of people who have signed up for the register and the amount of audience engagement there has been with the debates and with the plethora of podcasts and so on. So it suggests people are engaged. The question is, if they are as fragmented as the polls suggest in their opinions, does that end up being a low turnout, or is there some shift going on in this final week that we're not quite seeing yet?
Exactly. Maybe you got used to these big swings. 2011, a huge swing away from Fianna Fáil. You know, 2016, huge swing away from the Labour Party. 2020, a huge surge behind Sinn Féin. You're not getting the sense of that. You're getting a sense, as you said, of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin bunched up at the top, smaller parties bunched around the bottom. But a few percentage points can make a big difference when it comes to seats. And if you're looking at the trends of the opinion polls over the past 3 weeks, you can see that Fine Gael, whether it's Sunday Independent, Business Post, Irish Times, has been losing support and Sinn Féin has been gaining some support. That seems to be the trajectory of it. Although even though Fine Gael lost 2 points in the last night's poll in the Business Post, Red Sea poll, one Fine Gael source was saying that they're joint first when voters are shown a list of candidates they have to choose from. Game on, said the source. We're not really going to know whether that has an impact, but the trends over the past 3 weeks has been Sinn Féin up, Fine Gael down. But significantly. Fianna Fáil being very confident on the way into this campaign, and now they're 1 point ahead of everyone else in the last poll. So maybe it's Fianna Fáil is the hidden number.
And the other thing we've heard, I mean, again, with all the debates and all the talks, but the other thing that really, really matters in elections, and this is something we're going to see on Saturday when they open the ballot boxes, as much as policies, it's geography.
Yeah, absolutely. Geography does count. And even if you're looking at these polls, they're national polls, so they don't give you the individual constituency, where that isn't reflective of what's actually going on the ground as well. And right today, it's a ground war. People are out there fighting for every single ballot.
Will this be the year of the independents? That's one of this big questions about tomorrow that voters will answer for us.
Yeah, and voters have to decide, you know, is it independent? Some people are independents who were part of bigger parties. We also have Independent Ireland, which is a collection of independents now coming together as a party platform. Does that work? In the most recent poll, independents are 14, that's down one. If you're looking over the past 12 months, they've been gaining ground. I wouldn't like to call that right now, not on this one.
All right. And finally, Paul, the party leaders, what are they all about today on the final day of the campaign?
Yeah, you can see that they've scaled it back. So the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, he's taken the swing through important Dublin constituencies like Dublin Bay South. Micheál Martin, he's going to be heading out down to Wicklow, and then that new constituency of Wicklow-Wexford. Mary Lou MacDonald, she's taking a different tack. She's heading down to government buildings and saying her party's ready to govern.
All right, Paul, and we'll be hearing from Paul again later in the programme, but for the moment, thank you.